Here with your MarketLine Commodity Report, I'm Tim Hammerich. It's that time of year where we expect to see weather in commodity market headlines. Overall, U.S. weather has been conducive to planting in the Midwest, but Russia has reduced their crop expectations due to dryness. This according to Standard Grain's Joe Vaklovic.
Russia's grain crop will be lighter than expected. The Russian government pegged the total grain crop at 120 million metric tons. They were 125.3 previously. They've had some dryness in southern areas in particular. Some rain chances do exist in the next couple of weeks, but they shouldn't be enough to offset some of the recent issues. Corn market itself has just consolidated. These July corn futures seem to have found a home around this 320 neighborhood. Ranges have been tight. Volatility has been low. No major U.S. weather problem to speak of. I know we've got some issues. You've got your problem in North Dakota that's well advertised. Some of these areas in the Corn Belt that have seen excessive rains recently. Still, there's just not a reason to believe that production is in jeopardy at this point to any significant extent.
In closing markets, Chicago July wheat futures yesterday closed up 2.25 cents to 516. July corn down 1.5 cents to 317.5. Live cattle futures were up 40 cents on the June board to $98.80. Feeder cattle for August down 12.5 cents to 128.87.5. Class 3 milk fell another 8 cents yesterday to $17.63. With the Ag Information Network of the West, this has been your MarketLine Report. I'm Tim Hammerich.